Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. We like to say good morning, top of the morning to you and to you and to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership where Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. And he most definitely is the King of Kings. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners chiming in today from across the globe. Amen. We welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We pray that you will enjoy our fellowship service. Amen. As we meet at the table 7 days a week. Amen. Every day we do not miss a meal. Amen. Glory be to God. And we come prepared to eat. Amen. Glory be to God. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So please enjoy the services on today. Amen. And keep on coming back. Just keep on, keep on, keep on. Coming back. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. All right. We pray that everyone is excited. Amen. It's another day that the Lord has brought us into, brought us through. Amen. And I'm telling you, the Lord is good all the time. And all the time, the Lord God, he is good. Amen. That is not a cliche. Amen. But that is actually the way. Amen. Jesus said, amen. I am the way, the truth and the life. Amen. So we want to thank God for Jesus and we want to thank God for you. Amen. I'm Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Out of Philadelphia, giving God praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, beloved. Amen. We just want to say keep going. Amen. Amen. We just want to say keep going. Amen. And to God be praise. To God be glory and to God be honor. Amen. Keep going. Amen. That's the word. Amen. For today. Amen. Keep going. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. All right. All right. We are teaching on spiritual warfare. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray you are ready. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The enemy tried to come in, man, and scare me. Amen. With me teaching on this lesson. Amen. Glory be to God. He's always coming with intimidations and threats. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So some demon showed up, amen, in a vision. Actually, it wasn't a vision. It was a dream. It might have been a dream. Sometimes it's hard for me to tell my dreams from my visions. Amen. Glory be to God. Because both of them be so real. Amen. And she comes all dressed in black. I mean, black everywhere, black leather from the top to the bottom. Amen. Glory be to God. And brought out this black whip. Amen. And it was twirling the whip around, you know, like the cowboys do. Amen. When they're about to catch their prey. Amen. And like she was going to, you know, give me the whipping of my life. Amen. Glory be to God. But before she could hit me, amen. Glory be to God. She took a break. I don't know if she had to go in the bathroom or she went into the other room to talk to somebody. And there was another person in the room. And I knew that this spirit was going to come back and try to hit me. Amen. Try to teach me a lesson. Amen. And so I told the lady, I told the other person that was in the room. I said, now, if she come back and she hit me and she whipped me, I said, she going to die tonight. I said, if she do that, she's going to die tonight. Glory be to God. And the lady looked at me and like, I said, you better go in there and tell her. And she left and she went in the room. And then she must have told her because nobody came out. Beloved, amen, glory be to God. What am I saying? Amen. As we go into our teaching,
today. Amen, beloved, that as we're going to see today, yes, Satan has supreme power. Satan has power, power, power. But Satan's power is no match for God's children. And you have to know that. You have to know that greater is he that lives within me than he that lives within the world. You have to know that. See? You have to know that you don't have to run and scheme and hide under the bed and glory be to God and be filled with fear when Satan and his imps, amen, come, amen, beloved, because, amen, you win. But you got to know it. See, you got to know it. See, because somebody, as we saw yesterday, somebody always wins and somebody always loses. Amen. And look, we should be tired of losing right about now. Amen. So we want to pick up here today where we left off on yesterday. Amen. I titled this one, amen. Well, actually, it's we're still in the series. We're still teaching on the Holy Spirit. And you're going to see how we're bringing it all in because, amen, the Holy Spirit is involved in everything that we do if we're partnering with him. Amen. We titled this one, amen, Let's Get Ready to Rumble. Let's get ready to rumble, amen. And today we want to talk about us being soldiers in the army. Y'all remember that one? I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Beloved, in the book of Ephesians, amen, it shows us how to put on what our spiritual armor consists of, amen, and how to put it on, amen, in the 12th verse, amen. It reads, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen and amen. Beloved, amen. What we find out in the body of Christ, in the body of Christ, amen, we have a lot of our brothers and sisters, they do a lot of screaming. They do a lot of screaming, you know, talking loud, you know, glory be to God, because what they tend to think is that if they scream loud enough, if they yell loud enough, see, if they stomp, you know what I mean, shouting, if they make a whole bunch of noise, see, this is what is required to defeat the devil. That you're going to shake the devil up because you're the loudest. You're going to shake the devil up because you know how to make some noise. See? Damn! You a liar! Ah, ain't no truth in you! Y'all know. I'll tell you, they can hear you, amen, in the other side of the city. However, beloved, these actions will accomplish nothing if those same people are not living a consecrated and a holy life. If you're not consecrated and you're not living a holy life, baby, and you look, they can hear you in the other state. You can be as loud as you want. You can make as much noise as you want. Ain't nothing going down. And then you have somebody else coming in quiet as a church mouse. You didn't hear him. They so quiet, you didn't hear him coming in. But when they open their mouth, something happens. See? Because, amen, that person is walking in holiness. That person is walking in consecration. You can get loud. You don't have to get loud. It don't make no difference. See? It's however God wants to use you in this particular situation. But, lover, it is simply a fact that if we have deliberately or by neglect allowed sinful strongholds to secretly remain in our lives, then we have left gaping holes through which Satan may continue to insert his schemes into our lives. Them secret sins. They so secret, they almost hidden from you. You do it, you don't know why you do it. You do it so long, you don't question. You do it so long, you think it's right. It's the automatic default, amen? And then we try to justify it, talking about, well, this is just who I am. Yeah, we know that, but that Jesus trying to make you somebody else. Sinful strongholds. See, strongholds, beloved, amen, are not necessarily a negative thing. Glory be to God. But sinful strongholds. And so now Satan, amen, has a legal entrance into our lives. He just comes in and then they gives you an injection. Boop, got you today. Got you today. Negligence in dealing with these secret places, beloved, may give Satan the very loophole he needs to orchestrate our defeat. He is very, 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 amen. Am I right up here today? Amen. Glory be to God. I put here the devil is very real. The devil is very serious. The devil is very strategic, and the devil is very organized. Nevertheless, you are very victorious. See, when you are living in Christ. Now, see, that's the winning formula there. See, when you're living in Christ. Write this down in your notebooks this morning, beloved. The business of spiritual warfare is serious. A lot of times, you know, well, you know, I got to handle this business. I got to handle this business. Okay, bless the Lord. Okay. But it wasn't no serious business. It was just something, you know, you just wanted to do that day. You know, it's good that you did it, but it wasn't no serious business. Okay. Sometimes we just do things, amen, to occupy the time. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but what I'm saying is that wasn't serious that day. But guess what? Satan, amen, beloved, his warfare is serious. And we must do all that we can to shut every door to our soul. Now, you might want to write that down this morning. Every door. Because we done shut a couple doors, but we still got a couple doors cracked. And so you don't have to have the door wide open for Satan to come in. All he needs is a crack, a foothold. You know what I mean? You trying to shut the door and somebody put their foot in there, huh? Oh, yeah, they in now because they have leverage. Beloved, amen, we must shut every door. I want you to write that word down, amen. That's important, every door to our souls, that the devil might attempt to access our lives. And because this issue is so serious, beloved, we would do well to pay attention when the Bible offers us information about the enemy of our soul. Why do you think God spent the time to give us information about the enemy of our souls if we didn't need to know it? Now, you really think God just don't have nothing to do? He's running conversations, amen, just to be talking. No, we do that. God, you know, some of us, we just feel like we got to say something. I mean, you know, you got some people in the room, amen, it bothers you. Ain't nobody said nothing in 3 minutes, so you just talk, amen, so somebody can be saying something. God don't do that. He is very intentional. Now, if God took time, amen, to tell us, amen, about the enemy of our souls, then we need to pay attention because God is telling us this for a reason. Beloved, the devil has destroyed too many Christians. How did the devil destroy them? I thought they were Christian because they were ignorant. of his devices. Write that down this morning. Don't be ignorant. Ignorant in the belief, beloved, amen. We want to, you know, tie ignorant to a race and tie the word ignorant to, you know what I mean, a group of people. No, 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 no. Ignorant just simply means you're ignorant. You don't know. Or you acting like you don't know. You acting like it. And too many of our brothers and sisters, beloved, have been destroyed in their graves before their time, because you can die before your time. Yes, you can. The Bible clearly tells us you can die before your time. Living defeated lives. Okay? I mean, your season expired a long time ago. We know we all have to go through our seasons, but your season was up a long time ago. Why are you still here? See? Because we are ignorant of Satan's devices. In our scripture this morning, beloved, the Apostle Paul represents a divine revelation that he received. And this revelation here describes Satan's kingdom that has been military aligned. Satan thinks like a sergeant. Let's see how he thinks, beloved. It's good to know your opponent. It's good to know who your opponent is. Paul writes this. He said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities." Against principalities, so that's one. Against powers, that's two. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world, that's three. Against spiritual wickedness in high places, that's four ranks. See, Satan is a copy. He just, he just loves the imposter. You know, he likes to copy. He can't not outdo God, so he tries to copy God. See, because God has ranks also. Now, let me show you God's ranks, okay? All right? So you can write this down. Let me find the scripture. And so God has ranks. So here the devil comes. Here he coming with his ranks. Ooh. Okay, wait a minute. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. Write that down in your books this morning. 1 Corinthians 12, 28. And this is how it reads. And God have set some in the church. First, apostles. You see why apostles always in spiritual warfare? Woo! Okay. First, apostles. Second, prophets. Third, teachers. And after that, miracles. And then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Okay, we taught on that, and we'll come back and teach on that when the Spirit leads us. But so you see how God has ranks. Well, we all God's children. We all God's children, baby. But no, we all don't have the same ranks. Oh, no, we don't. Mm-mm. We just read it. God has ranks. First person in his rank is the apostles. So here comes Satan imitating what the Lord has. Well, God got ranks. I got me some ranks too. Okay? And so now here you see Satan ranks. Satan got his ranks. Amen. Glory be to God. His first rank, glory be to God. Glory be to God, is principalities. His second rank is powers. His third rank is the rulers of the darkness of the world. And his fourth rank is spiritual wickedness in high places. I wish I had time. Okay, I wish I had time. Okay, so real quickly, So let us start at the, just for a couple minutes, let us start at the top of Satan's list. Look at, let's look at his number one in rank. Okay. Paul mentions, amen, that Satan has a group of evil spirits, and they're called principalities. See. Now, these principalities, beloved, amen, glory be to God, you can really find them in the political world. you can really, amen, this, I mean, look, let's look at what the word principality is, glory be to God. The word principality, beloved, is an old Greek word, amen, used symbolically to denote ancient times. See? It is also used to depict individuals who hold the highest and the loftiest position of rank and authority. See? And by using this word, beloved, Paul tells us that at the very top of Satan's kingdom are powerful evil beings that have held their lofty positions of power and authority since ancient times. Probably ever since the fall of Lucifer. See? Now, you normally don't find, you know, principalities and in our everyday life, amen, but you can, amen, really, amen, locate these powers, these evil spirits of principality and government. See, because this is the highest of evil. I mean, they got to start at the top. If they can start at the top, they can get to the bottom. See, because when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, and when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. If they can really get to the top, let's get it to the White House. They killed the president of Nigeria. How the heck you going? How did you assassinate? All right, let me stay focused. All right. So they're at the top. Okay, glory be to God. Paul goes on to tell us, beloved, that after you have this first rank of evil spirits, you have a second rank of evil spirit, the second group, and he calls them powers. Now, this word power, beloved, denotes delegated authority. This describes a lower second level group of evil beings, demon spirits, who have received delegated authority from Satan to carry out all manner of evil in whatever way they desire to do it. These evil forces, beloved, are second in command in Satan's dark kingdom. Any way you can get them, man. Any way you can get them. All right, if you got to kill them in the parking lot, okay, whatever you got to do, just get them. You have the authority. You have satanic delegated authority by any means necessary to take them out. Be creative, boys. The floor is yours. Continuing in his description of Satan's rank and file, beloved, in order, now the third rank, amen, and we'll come back, amen, and since this is, amen, spiritual warfare, we, Lord's willing, we'll come back and break it down a little bit more, but I just want to give you an overview so we can see what's going on here. The third rank and file, beloved, amen, are the rulers of the darkness of this world. Beloved, this amazing phrase is taken, glory be to God, hallelujah, and it is a word that depicts raw power that has been harnessed and put into some kind of order. I'm going to say that again for those of you taking notes. Glory be to God. When Paul says the rulers of the darkness of this world, the definition of that in the Greek, beloved, amen, is raw power, evil raw power that has been harnessed and has been put in some kind of order. Oh, Satan just don't throw the dice. Satan just don't throw the dice, man. He is very strategic. You hear what I'm saying? He's very organized. Oh, yeah, he's taking some calculated risks. Why? Because he's been watching you for a long time. He know where your weaknesses is. He know where you're faking it. He know where you're phony. Some of the church folks may not know, but guess what? He know. He know. He know where you're weak. He know where you're stubborn. He know where you refuse to obey God. He knows where you refuse, amen, to close this door. Lord, I'm going to close all these doors, but now this one here, Lord, you know, just for a couple hours a week. I'm just going to keep this open just for a couple hours a week, Lord. Beloved, the word rulers of darkness was at times used to picture military training camps where young men were assembled, see, and they was trained and they was turned into a mighty army. These young men were like raw power when they first arrived in the training camp. However, as the military training progressed and the new recruits were taught discipline and order, all that raw manpower was converted into an organized, disciplined army. And we see it. Our young men and women, they go to army, I mean, just, you know, young and tender, you know what I mean? And you see them, they say, woo, wow. Look at you. Look at you. The army has made a man out of you. Look at you. See? What? So they learned that discipline. Amen. But this is how these evil spirits work, beloved. This is the word that Paul uses in his description of Satan's kingdom. So you might say, okay, Pastor, so what does it mean? I'm going to tell you exactly what it means. It tells you and me that Satan is so serious about doing damage to the human race that he deals with demon spirits as though they are troops. He puts them in rank and file. He gives them orders. He gives them assignments. And then he sends them out like military soldiers that are committed to kill. Did not the Bible say the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy? Just as men in a human army are equipped and trained in their methods of destruction, so too, beloved, are these demon spirits. And once these demons are trained and ready to start their assault, Satan sends them forth to do their devious work against human beings, and he don't play fair, and he don't like you. He don't like you. He don't like your babies. He don't like your spouse. He don't care nothing about you pretty. You're fine. You're good looking. Glory be to God. You a nice person. You a kind person. He don't care nothing about that. Paul makes reference to this dispatch of evil spirits, beloved, when he writes next about spiritual wickedness in high places. The word wickedness, beloved, depicts something that is bad, vile, see, vicious. This tells us the ultimate aim of Satan's dark domain. You want to know Satan's MO? Here it is right here, beloved. This is his aim. These evil spirits are sent forth to afflict humanity in bad ways, in vicious ways. We read it. Going to take the woman and cut the woman up in 20 body parts and put her in a barrel and throw the barrel in the sea. Baby, that's vicious. Glory be to the living God. C, Satan is evil. See? And you might say, well, why? But as we keep telling you, and we get near, just stay with me for a couple days. Amen. Stay with me. God is coming back to judge evil, baby. Oh, evil thinking to eat. No, baby, let me tell you, judgment is coming. And evil will be judged. You hear what I'm saying? Just hold on, saints. Satan uses all these evil forces and his attacks against mankind. Nevertheless, beloved, we believers have far more authority. Now, I'm going to say this a little bit slow. We believers have far more authority and power than the devil and all of his forces. Woo! You and I have the greater one living within us. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God? Greater is he that lives in us than he that lives in the world. As members of the Church of Jesus Christ, beloved, we are loaded with heaps and heaps of raw power. Write that down this morning. So I got heaps of raw power. We will come back and break down that word raw, raw power. The church has no shortage of power. Nor is it deficient in God-given authority. We have more power and we have more authority than all these evil forces combined. The whole one-third of when Satan, when Lucifer fell from heaven, amen, and one-third of the angels fell with him, you can put all of their powers together and you, with your Holy Ghost-filled self, all by yourself, have more power in you by yourself than Satan and all of his legions. Now, ain't that something? Ain't that something? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So what do we lack? What is the issue here? How do we turn this around, Pastor? I'm glad you asked, because I didn't want to close without addressing it. Thank you very much for asking. What we lack, beloved, is order and discipline. I want you to write that down this morning. OD. It's time for us to OD on the Holy Ghost. The church of the body of Christ is lacking order, because we see that God is a God of order, and so is Satan, and we are lacking discipline, because Satan doesn't lack that. You better believe that. He loaded with discipline. That's where we're weak. That's where the body of Christ is failing. That's our issue. Beloved, we must learn to see ourselves as the army of God. You must learn to see yourself as an army, a warrior, a soldier in God's army. Warriors aren't cowards. They don't back up. They don't kneel to the enemy. They don't bow to the enemy. And we must view our local church. We must view, amen, the Life Word Jesus Kingdom ministry, right? And other ministries and our local churches as our training center. We are training for reigning. I've got the report to the training center. 6 o'clock every morning. Why? Because this is where we are taught how to do God's business. Then we must heed the call of Jesus, beloved, and be dispatched into the dark world as his ministers, as his disciples, to teach and to preach the gospel and to drive these evil forces from people's lives. But they so stressed, they so depressed, they so, well, why didn't you help them? What'd you do? Well, you gonna pray. You mean you didn't pray? You saw them in that situation and you didn't even stop to pray? Don't you know that you was the answer? Don't you know God has sent you forth into the world? You don't have to be in no ceremony, no deliverance ceremony. No, right in somebody's living room. Right on the street corner, sitting there in your car. Glory be to God. You are the power. Greater work should you do. Open your mouth. Pray for somebody. Speak life into somebody. Glory be to God. I'm going to wait for the pastor. Well, thank God for the pastor. You ain't got to wait for the pastor, you know. Because if it was meant for the pastor to be there, the pastor would have been there. The pastor ain't there, but you there. What you going to do? But we are afraid to go into dark places. Why? If God is sending you. When God is not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Beloved, we must buckle down and begin to view ourselves as the troops of Jesus Christ. Take a couple minutes a day. Take a couple minutes. You're on social media anyhow. Go over to Google and take about 10 minutes and just look at the history of our troops. Look at the mentality of our troops, huh, when they take on the enemy. The violent take it by force. You have to be radical in God's kingdom. You got to get radical. And you got to learn how to fight the good fight of faith. Because if you don't fight, saints, you're going to lose. Because too many of God's people are losing. Because they refuse to fight. I ain't no fighter. Oh, really? Okay, talk to God about that. Talk to God about that. Yeah, I just want peace. Well, you got to fight for your peace. I just want a little joy. You got to fight for your joy. I just want some money. You got to fight for your money, too. I just want to be healed in my body. You got to fight for that, too. I just want my children to be saved. You got to fight for that, too. Doggone it. Saints, just get started. It ain't as bad as it seems, because what you're going to find out is every time you take a step forward, the enemy going to take a step backwards. It's going to look like one-on-one opposition. It's going to look like it's eyeball to eyeball, kneecap to kneecap. But what you're going to find out, beloved, when you walk by faith and when you take one step forward, he take one step backwards. And you got plenty of space. It ain't as scary as it seems. And this is the tactic. This is what the illusions that he draw up in your mind to make you think that you're defeated, to think that you're the victim, glory be to God, when you're the victor. He wants you to think that there's no chance of you winning, no chance of you surviving, no chance of you coming out on. He wants you to think that it's no way. These are the lies that Satan plays, beloved, in our psyche and in our minds if we allow him, because, amen, he's a liar. He can't come with the truth. He's coming with all he has. He's coming with who he is. Amen. That's all he got is a big lie. So that's all he serves you. Now it's up to you. If you're going to believe the lies or if you're going to believe the truth. Isaiah said, we believe, amen, the report of the Lord. Whose report are you going to believe? We practice, amen, and believe what Satan says. Satan gives us the facts of the matter. Okay, the facts say you are sick, okay? The facts say, amen, you are in debt, okay? The facts say you are sick. That's the fact. The truth always overrides the facts. The truth is the highest order. Jesus said, I am the truth. You got to believe God's word over what it look like. Because what it look like is just an illusion. Because it's the only way Satan can get to you. And it's a battle in your mind. Now, who's going to win? It depends now if your faith in God's word or if your faith in your circumstances is the strongest. Whatever is the strongest is going to stand up. Beloved, we got to put our faith in God's word. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it feel like. I don't care what you said. I believe the report of the Lord. And God is not a man. And God is not a liar. Satan, glory be to God, I'm not concerned about you. Because if you coming for me, you got to come through the blood of Jesus to get me. Now, if you are that bad, if you that super bad, and you can come through the blood of Jesus, then come on with your bad self. But I don't think so. I don't think so. And the only reason you this close to me right now is because I had some doors cracked. But guess what? I'm slamming them doors shut in your face today. Father, forgive me. And how do you shut the door? Father, I confess my sins. Father God, just forgive me. Father God, I was wrong. I was wrong, Father God. Forgive me. Forgive me for being a liar. Forgive me for being a cheater. Forgive me for being disobedient. Forgive me for stealing from you. Just come on with it, Saint. Just come on with your hands up. Just come on out with your hands up. Father God, I confess all this. Thank Father, forgive me. Thank you for forgiving me. Help me forgive myself. And what you just did, you just slammed the door shut. You just slammed that door shut in the devil's face. You almost broke his nose. And you probably did. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being organized and disciplined, beloved. I'm not out of words, but I'm out of time now here. Being organized and disciplined. Now, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm wrapping up today. I'm wrapping up. But you got to hear me. If you're tired of being tired, if you're ready now, okay, you ready? Okay, let's go. So what are we lacking? Okay, the line was open. I know y'all would all say together we're lacking order and we're lacking discipline. But hear me, I got to add another part to that. Being organized and disciplined, beloved, includes, and you write this down, a holy and a consecrated life. You can't live any kind of way you want to live and think you're going to heaven. Saints, let me say this. If you can live any kind of way you want to live and think you're going to heaven, then why would God need a hell? That means that everybody in hell going to heaven. So the doctrine of inclusion, amen, that our brother teaches, amen, can't think of his name right now, amen, turned around, amen, and started talking about he was doing well, and then he came up with this doctrine of inclusion, said everybody going to heaven, ain't no hell. Well, he would be right, amen, if you could just live any kind of way you want to live and think you're going to heaven, then just go ahead and live any kind of way. Live evil, do bad things, disobey God, and then it don't make no difference. We all going to heaven. The devil is a liar. You must live a holy, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. You are consecrated means you are set apart. It doesn't mean, amen, you're wearing, you know, certain clothing, you know, long dresses, covering up your face, no makeup, no fingernails, no wigs. Come on now, no shorts, amen. It don't mean all that, although we probably need to discuss some of that too. Because if you're consecrated, amen, you ain't going to be looking any kind of way. But that's another conversation for another time. You are separated. You cannot do what the world is doing. You are set. You are separate. You look. A lot of houses you go into, glory be to God, and they got their china cabinet up there, and what they say, this is my fine dishes up in here. Now me, amen. I eat out of my china every day. I don't save my china for company. But most people, they say, we saving that. That's special. But guess what? Amen. When you're consecrated, you're set apart for God. Amen. You're special. You are of a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. You're not the everyday riffraff, baby. I'm sorry. That's why it's terrible. Amen. It's terrible. He said, trust, touch not my anointing to do my prophets no harm. You touching something that's consecrated here now, baby. I think you better back up. I think you need to run over there right now and tell her you're sorry. What do you think? I think you need to roll right now. Let me give you some godly wisdom. Go over there right now and tell that man or that woman of God you're sorry. Because you just touched something that's consecrated. You just put your mouth on somebody that's consecrated. Well, I know they so quiet. Yeah, yeah. Because let me tell you something. All right, when y'all go eat your breakfast this morning and you put them cheese, eggs, or whatever you're going to eat, and you sprinkle just a little dash of salt, and just a little, I hope it's a dash. Can you hear salt when it falls out of the container? Salt don't make no noise. You the salt of the earth. You ain't got to be loud all the time. Glory be to God. All right. Hallelujah. So, beloved, it includes living a holy and a consecrated life. There is no room for slackness in the life of a real Christian soldier. To deal with these forces that are being dispatched to destroy us, beloved, and destroy the world around us, and it's really sad now, and I can't even think about it, because I might break down and cry when I see what's going on around us. But it is required that we walk with God and listen to the voice of his spirit. Here we go, bringing the Holy Spirit in. I told you we're still teaching on the Holy Spirit. So did you get your requirements? All right, I'm gonna back up. I'm finishing now. You get your requirements to write that down? If you're ready, is it to deal with these forces? Now you might not want to deal with the forces. Guess what? If you don't deal with the forces, then the forces gonna deal with you. That's no. If you make up your mind you don't want to deal with the forces, that's not gonna get them to change their mind about you. Satan don't play fair. So to deal with these forces, beloved, it is required, number one. Glory be to God, that we walk with God. Number two, that we listen to the voice of his spirit. My sheep know my voice, and another, they will not follow. Who are you listening to? Well, I was just talking about, when you're talking to too many people, number one. So let me tell you something. You talk to God first. You ain't got to talk to all that many people. God will lead you, amen, to one or two people. All right, go run that past your spouse, amen. Go run that past your pastor. Go run this past your prayer partner. See, the Holy Spirit to show you exactly what you need to do. You ain't got to be calling lottie-dottie and everybody. Then everybody got an opinion. Now you really confused. Beloved, we must gird up the loins of our minds. Write this down. Say, gird up the loins of my mind. We're going to spend some time on that because that's a lesson all by itself. And fill our thoughts with the word of God. Talked about this on yesterday. Beloved, where are your thoughts right now? You see people dazing. What you thinking about, sister? But not, brother. I ain't thinking about nothing. You just dazing out in space. You ain't thinking about nothing. Now, that's a problem. We got to get control of that, beloved. When you gazing out, why can't you, amen, be visualizing, amen, amen, the promises of God, the word of God? Meditating on that tree planted by the rivers of water. Why can't you close your eyes and see a tree, a fruitful tree by the rivers of water? Huh? Why can't you close your eyes and see yourself, amen, going around from place to place, writing everybody a check to pay your bills off and sowing money in the Lord's kingdom? Why can't you see yourself going to the nursing homes and the hospitals, laying hands on the sick? Ooh, come on. What you thinking about? But you know, the truth of the matter is, most of us thinking about what's going to happen. You know, we can see ourselves living on the street before we can see ourselves upgrading. If I don't pay this bill, yeah, and then what's going to happen if I lose my, and what's going to happen, and what's going to happen if I, as a man thinketh, so is he. Beloved, hear me, and I'm finished. Well, you know what? I'm glad I'm finished, because I was finished when I first started. I want to be finished. I just want to talk until the Holy Ghost is finished. So thank you, Jesus. Satan's troops are serious. And if we're not serious about our contest with them, beloved, it will only be a matter of time until they discover our weaknesses and strike with all their force to bring us down. We see it. I mean, even you know, the fivefold ministry, apostles, bishops, pastors. Well, what happened? They were serving the Lord. They was doing good. They was faithful. They was coming to church. They were there. They were serving as ushers, blah, blah, blah. What happened? There was a weakness in their life. They refused to shut the door. And Satan took advantage of that. Satan's looking for ways to take advantage of you. And all they had to do was put that under the blood. That's all they had to do was put that under the blood. All they had to do, confess your faults one to another. All they had to do was talk to the Lord and see if the Lord would have them to talk to somebody else about this thing, put this thing out in the open, but they didn't refuse to do it. And we see it happen all the time. What happened to Bishop Eddie Long? I ain't even going there. I just wanted to put that question out there. What happened? I used to love Bishop Long, but I couldn't wait to Sunday nights when Bishop Eddie Long came on. What happened to? And I saw him laying up there in his corpse. I mean, I didn't believe it was him. I had to read and read and read again. Amen. He looked like he weighed about 50 pounds. What happened to this man of God? Beloved, that's why we got to pray for one another, too. Because a lot of times, amen, we don't even see our sin. So glory be to God. We got stuff all hidden up and covered up. Glory be to God. Stuff, amen, from the time that we were children. Amen. All that stuff all smothered up. We don't even realize. We have to allow the word of God to go deep down, amen, into the reservoir of our souls. Amen. And root all that garbage up. And you don't even realize it's there until you keep going. This is why you got to keep going, saints. We haven't arrived until we get there. I preached a message last Sunday, and you can't get there until you get there. But be in the process of becoming. Come on, saints. Don't give up. Don't give up. Determine to see yourself as a soldier in the army of God. Don't allow anything to remain in your life that will hinder your fight of faith. Be disciplined, beloved. Be committed. Be organized. Write that down. DCO. DCO. I like to work with acronyms. Be disciplined. Be committed. Be organized. Take advantage of all the weapons described in Ephesians chapter 6. Then get ready to witness the awesome demonstration of God's power in your life as you prevail against Satan's rank and file. You are going to prevail against Satan's rank and file. He didn't say just the apostle, just the bishop, just the pastor. No, everybody, as a child of God, filled with God's power, because you are living a holy and a consecrated life, walking in the Spirit, you all by yourself, Elijah all by himself, held up rain for 3.5 years, and he wasn't touching and agreeing with nobody. Woo! My God, Jesus. Father God, we say thank you. My God, this word is so good. Amen. You just want to keep eating, don't you? Father God, we just want to say thank you. Father God, help us start seeing ourselves as a mighty warrior in the army of God. You have provided every weapon that we need to prevail against the enemies that come against our lives, the enemy that comes against our families. Father God, the enemies coming against our businesses, our friends, the enemy coming against our churches, our ministries, Father God. And we want to stand tall and firm against the wicked plots that the devil tries to exert against people's lives, people that we love and people that we need. Holy Spirit, give us the power and give us the strength that we need to successfully resist every attack and to drive all the dark forces from our lives and from the lives of those close to us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen. And amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. All right, saints, amen. That's the word of God for today. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Mm-mm-mm. Amen. You ever had, amen, sometimes you're eating, amen, and you eat something, you might take a little potato salad, and you say, that potato salad was good. Give me some more. Them chicken wings was good. Can I have some more? That's how it is, amen, for me when we meet, amen, for our spiritual breakfast. Oh, that was good. Can I have some more? Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Speaking about spiritual warfare, beloved, come on and let us pray today, amen, at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock, and we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Well, let us pray one for another. Amen. Glory be to God. I remember growing up, beloved, amen, if somebody was messing with you, amen, and they come and they fight you, amen, but they see, amen, that they know if they fight you, they got to fight your brother and your sister too. They know if they fight you, they got to take the family on. So they sort of leave you alone, see. They think twice about messing with you. Because they know if they mess with you, they got to take your family on. But that's how it need to be with us in the Spirit. We ought to be covering one another in the Spirit. Matter of fact, the Bible says, and if we pray for one another, come on and meet us at the altar of prayer, beloved, and let us pray. Amen. Let us touch and agree with the prayer warriors and eliminate all that background noise. Amen. And let us pray. Amen. And pray and keep on praying. Amen. All right, tomorrow is our Praise Wednesday. Come on now. Tomorrow we're coming with our poetry. Now, come on now. I want to have at least 10 people in queue. All right, so you're going to write a little poetry. Don't have to be long and drawn out, okay? Just whatever the Holy Spirit give you. Don't have to rhyme. Amen. Glory be to God. It could be one paragraph, just a couple words. Come on now, because what? We are poets and we don't know it. Sister Joanna started that. Amen. I see that in our Wealth Academy. Amen. I see us, amen, former lady. Matter of fact, I already put that on our syllabus. Amen. Poets that don't know it. Amen. So come on tomorrow and share with us. Amen. And let's see what you have to say. Amen. The Lord has already given me something. I'm asking him to give me something else. Amen. Two short sayings. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, that's it for the day. Amen. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock is our Bible study, Wednesday night Bible study, and we bless be the name of the Lord. Whew, Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for the word of God as it has come forth. We say thank you, Father God, for preparing us as your warriors, Father God, soldiers in your army. But Father God, you are equipped. You're showing us how to win. so we don't have to lose. But Father God, help us to be obedient. Help us to be disciplined. Help us, Father, to not be lazy and just exercise some faith and just do what you're telling us to do. We find it's really not difficult at all because your burdens, Father God, are light burdens. And so we bless you. As we go out today, stay in today, whatever we do today, Father God, show us the way. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. Keep us safe from the COVID-19, Father. Vaccine or no vaccine. Because the truth of the matter is, even those who have been vaccinated are still, Father, have breakthrough cases, which means they have, so they don't know what's going on. So, Father God, our security is in you. So, Father, for those who have been vaccinated and those who have not been vaccinated in this ministry, Father, we ask that you will keep them and protect them. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we bless you and we say thank you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious Holy Ghost. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forevermore. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. It's a fixed fight. You already win. Pastor Bradford, in your pleasure, signing out. Love you.